The Coach's Show on Your Mountain of Rock, Q94. Joining me here this morning in the 7 o'clock hour, head coach of the West Plains Zizzers, number one seed in the district, the West Plains Zizzer coach, Joel White. Good morning, Coach. Good
morning, Gary.
Well, got to, you know, that one seed gave you a first-round bye, so 2 weeks to get ready for this game right here. How'd those 2 weeks go?
Well, it went well. Gave us a chance, an opportunity to heal up a little bit. Not that we were hit with the injury bug, but just to kind of recharge our batteries and do some fundamental stuff. And, you know, from an offensive standpoint, fundamentals, and also work on getting some things installed, because no matter who we played, Monan or Rogersville, we knew we were going to be playing a 3-4 scheme, so... Mm-hmm. You know, we got an early start on that. So, you know, gave the kids Friday off. So I'm sure they enjoyed that. While, you know, me and Coach Dixon and Coach Smith, well, we got on the road to go watch Rog and Monette.
Well, you know, looking at Monette, a lot of people will go and say, "Wah, shucks, you know, they've only won, what was it, 4 games? Why, this is going to be a cakewalk." Well, you know, they play Lamar, they play Seneca, McDonald. I mean, that, you know, the Nevada. I mean, this is not by no means have been an easy schedule for Monette.
Not at all. Big 8 West is great conference. You know, you've got teams in there that have won state championships and have a lot of tradition with Seneca. And, of course, Lamar, mm-hmm. Cassville won back-to-back in the late 2000s. And, you know, Mack County's last year, an undefeated regular season. And so, you know, the Big 8 West is tough. Monette, you know, they started the season out 0-5, and now they've won 4 out of their last 5. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they've got a lot of confidence now. They've got 20 seniors, new coach, and so they've obviously adapted and got adjusted well the second half of the season. So, you know, they're not really what their record says.
They, you know, just looking at, you know, scores, they appear to be fundamentally solid defensively.
Yeah. You know, they're going to play a 3-4 and, you know, bring those safeties down sometimes. And, you know, they've done a really good job. You know, they shut out Mack County late in the year, and then they held Cassville to 10 points. So, and really, Rog had them on the ropes, and then they shut them out there for the last quarter and a half, mm-hmm. and then put up 2 scores to beat them 36-22.
Well, they got a really good fullback, and they use him a lot, as, again, you're going to see a familiar offense.
Yeah, we're going to see Flex Bone again. Third time we've seen it with Bolivar and Lebanon, but every Flex Bone team has their own little wrinkles, and so it's, you know, it's not, you know, the same as Lebanon that we saw most recently. But you know, their quarterback makes him go. 185-pound, thick-looking kid. Runs hard. You know, you can tell he's their leader. You know, when we were on the sideline at that Rog game, you know, you can just tell he's the guy, makes him go, his body language, you know, the way he takes charge and works the play clock and those type of things. So, you know, he's a good runner, and the pointer kid, number 22, he was a second team all-conference on both sides of the ball, so he's the best athlete back there.
Now, you know, defensively, again, for Monette, you know, they're quick, they're thick, but there's areas that, you know, every, you know, as Monette, they're going to try and attack areas of your defense. You know, your offense, you've got probably areas that you want to attack, but I mean, it's all going to start up front. How big is the line of scrimmage going to be tonight?
Well, I think it's big every night. To me, the football game is won in the trenches. You know, I tell the team, you know, very rarely do you say, "Boy, they out-finessed us."
Yeah.
You know, you're going to say, "Well, they were more physical." most physical team wins, you know, more times than not. It's not the most finesse team. And that's the way Monette wants to keep it, you know, in a phone booth, you know, with some unbalanced sets, some double tight. You know, they're going to keep a lot of their runs or A and B gap runs, even when the quarterback keeps it on a follow play. It's going to be a B or maybe a C gap play. But yeah, our offensive line is going to have to do their thing. And, you know, they've gotten better, as I've said, from day one. We got four first-year starters up there. And so, you know, there were going to be some growing pains early, but they've gelled and gotten better and gotten accustomed to Coach Davis, and he's gotten used to them as well. So anytime you have four new starters and a new O-line coach, there's going to be some growing pains. And we had those, but we've made a lot of progress. And, you know, I'm proud of those guys up front.
Well, when you go unbalanced, man, that could be that's nasty.
Yeah, we've seen it. So it's nothing new to our kids. You know, a lot of the flexbone teams always have that in their back pocket, and so we're used to it.
So now, you know, health-wise, we've seen a post. You have a young man that is injured tonight, so you're going to have to do a little shuffling.
Yeah, and again, we want to say a prayer to Will Stauffer and his parents. Really stressful last couple of nights. He's got a ruptured spleen there, and he was overnight in hospital in Springfield, and you know, had some internal bleeding, but I think they've got that managed. And you know, it's just one of those things where it'll heal on its own, but it's going to take some time. We don't know how long yet, but you know, we're just thankful that we got to it, and you know, we got him looked at, and you know, we didn't think it was going to be this bad, though, obviously.
Right.
And you know, they got him up there to Springfield, had to airlift him to Springfield. You know, his heart rate was elevated and had some, like I said, had some internal bleeding. But yeah, Will was again a sophomore and just getting better and better over there at corner. And so, yeah, we've got to do some shuffling. But you know, in this time of the year, it's next man up. You got to be ready.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, I mean, these games, you know, the season is broken down for you all in the Ozark Conference. You got conference games, district, state playoffs. So there's three portions, three different seasons, you know, and you know, the conference that's behind you, and now as you head into districts, everything is amplified. I mean, from calling the plays to execution, and this is a time right now where, and we talk about it every week, penalties can just be total devastating.
Yeah, again, we've stressed all year, you know, I've sat in here in this same seat every Friday talking about how they have been a thorn in our side. But you know, knock on wood, the last three ball games, you know, we've really done a great job in limiting our penalties. You know, Lebanon, Parkview, Waynesville, you know, we've really done a good job eliminating those. You know, we had a couple TDs call back at Parkview, but again, I'm not going to fault the kids on that. I thought they were, you know, just to be frank, I thought they were bogus calls. And but we've really done a good job in that, and we feel offensively we're a tough out if we can get our three plays to get 10 yards and, you know, not have to be in second and 15, you know, third and 15, you know, we're tough to stop. So that's what I've been stressing to the kids, man. We can't have West Plains beat West Plains. You know, we're going to be tough to get off the field.
Do you think that sometimes players will try and bait other players to getting a, you know, they know, certain you know, players are just edgy, you know, they're just full bore, and sometimes they're easy to entice. I mean, do you guys ever talk about, you know, hey, keep your head, man, don't, you know, the second, because it's true, the second guy always gets caught, always.
Oh yeah, we always preach that, and about how we've got a bullseye and certain players have a bigger bullseye than others, and you know, they're gonna bait you, and even the coaches put that in the officials' ear pregame.
Yeah, that's right.
So that's just part of it. We got to learn to adapt and deal with it.
Now tonight, you know, they're talking about, or today, 5 o'clock again is the kickoff, and the game will be on Hot Country KDY 102.5. But the wind, they're talking 40-mile-an-hour wind gust. That's going to change a passing game if there are any passes.
Yeah, definitely on your deep stuff. You know, we practiced yesterday, of course, and the wind was blowing. Nothing like we're supposed to get tonight. But, you know, depending on which direction you're going, I mean, that ball was just sailing on Aiden. And any vertical balls, it was really carrying it. So we've got to be cautious of which way we're throwing. And the same thing can be said if we're punting or if we want to kick a field goal with Chase. You know, kickoffs, you know, Chase, if he's got the wind in his back, he's definitely going to hammer one in the end zone. So, you know, field position and whether you're defending the clock or not could be important.
All right, folks, again, it's the West Plains Zizzers taking on Monette, the Monette Cubs. Monette got the 5 seed, and they defeated Logan Rogersville, the 4 seed, at Rogersville. So they're fine. They're okay traveling. 36-22 was that final score. And now on the other side, I mean, you have to kind of keep an eye on that. Bolivar and McDonald County. You know, Bolivar is a team that is – they're just going to be physical year in and year out, but they're up against a pretty tough opponent as well in McDonald County. That ought to be a whale of a football game. Who you think has the edge in that game, or have you even had a chance to kind of think about that?
Contrasting styles. You know, Mack County's going to spread you out.
Mm.
Bolivar's flex bone. You know, I think it's going to be a good game. I really, you know, the Mack County Marshfield 7-6 score was surprising. So, you know, I don't know. I think Bolivar has gotten better as the year progressed. You know, they're a flexbone team for the first year, and so when you install an offense like that, you know, you're going to have some growing pains. And they've got better and better as the year went. And the thing that shocked me about Bolivar this year is the way they played Kickapoo. That was a 12-6 ball game. So, you know, they've gotten better. Their defense is solid, but at the same time, Mack County's big up front. They got a good dual threat quarterback. So I think it's going to be a really good game.
All right, again, tonight, the Zizzers and Monette on Hot Country KDY. Anybody you want to give a shout out to before we split?
No, again, just keep Will Stauffer and you know, his mom and dad, Andy and Sonia, in your prayers. And I know it's been a really stressful past couple of days for them, so we want to give extra prayers to their family.
And good luck to the cross country teams.
Yes, they got it rolling just like they always do.
And that, I mean, you know, as a coach, I know it's a totally different sport, but that's what every coach, that's where you want to be, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, that's the gold standard. You know, Coach Gunner and you know, you see those girls and those boys out running every morning, and, you know, it's a 365 thing, and you've got to really admire and respect what they do.
Right on. Everybody, head coach of the West Plains Zizzers, Joel Wyatt, thanks for coming by.
Thanks, Gary.